This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, by the way, scouting reports have existed going all the way back to John McGraw.
True.
John Fricke covered him at the Polo Grounds, by the way.
I heard he was there.
And Leo DeRocher. And the idea was you had scouts. You know, think of like the John Lovitz character in League of Their Own. I was just in the Midwest, scouting the Midwest. So when the pitchers come up, you get basically the same kind of cheat sheets you see the guys in the after. This stuff has existed for years. That, like, having information is not a bad thing. It's the over-reliance on the analysis, i.e. the analytics of some of the information.
Hold on one second. Wait, let me find it here. Hold on. Because they would get that information, and the good hitters would go, thanks, and throw it in the trash, and then they go and get their at-bats.
Right.
Do you really believe, and Mike's right, these scouting reports have existed, absolutely, but do you believe they were going through multiple pages of what this pitcher has done and what he was doing? You know what? Dusty Baker told me this one time. We were talking about Pete Rose, and Pete Rose would go out every day batting practice, and Dusty was saying, you know, you'd go out, Mike, I may have told you this, mm-hmm. and Pete Rose would ask his teammates, just periodically, like you're at batting practice, right, before the game, he'd be like, how many hits are you going to get tonight? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know, Pete. I mean, you know, this pitcher, man, because they knew who they were going to face. Right. And you knew who the really good guys were, right? If you were going up against Bob Gibson, you knew, okay, I'm in for it tonight. So he'd be like, I don't know, man. And he'd go from teammate to teammate. And Dusty would say, Pete would be the guy going, you guys know I'm going 4-for-4 tonight, right? 5-for-5 tonight.
Right.
Confidence. He didn't care about what the guy was throwing. He didn't care about a damn scouting report. And Dusty then says, and guess what he would do? He'd go 5-for-5. He'd go 4-for-4. 3-for-4 with two doubles and a home run. That's what this is about. And that's why I'm so caught up and so glad that Snicker finally acknowledged, like, dude, I've been in this game 70 years. Snitch, right. Like, the hell with all this other stuff.
You and I've been talking about Kevin Seitzer all season long, and I've seen other media sources around town picking up on this. I've been on this since day one. You know me, I was railing about this because 2023 is one of the best years this franchise ever had, hitting the baseball. Everything, slugging, every category, every dynamic. Look at it. And they fired Seitzer, and maybe it came over Snickers. It certainly came over Snickers' head, whether it was somebody in the organization. You know, if it was Alex or the other minions, whoever comes up with this information, you had a guy that was here a decade, and they had a feel. He had a feel for this team. Most of these guys came up and worked with him. We talked about, you know, Austin Riley had to go work out with his minor league instructor, Seitzer. There was input. Chipper helps these guys out. Maybe Tim Hyers comes in and he's speaking Portuguese to these guys, you know, because that's what it looks like. But this is something where somewhere, somehow in the organization, they said, aha, 2022, man, we're below par. Fire the hitting coach. Well, the new guy doesn't jive with these guys. He's, as I said to start the show, his game plan doesn't jive with these guys, man. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, it's hard for me to tell you that. And while we're talking about this, if you're just joining the show, hi, we're Dukes and Bell. This is Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Braves lose again 4-0 to the Angels. They've lost 5 of their last 8. Why do we keep hoping and wishing that things are going to turn when the offense has been this all season long? Good teams, bad teams, in-between teams. And so we're talking about this because our manager came out last night and said, you know what? We're overanalyzing all of this stuff. We're thinking too much.
I mean, it's too, for instance, okay, you put you back in the late 80s or whenever. Nolan Ryan, you're at the Astrodome when he's playing for the Astros. He's got obviously a fastball which you can't hit.
You can't hit.
And he's also got an incredible curveball. So it's, you're basically guessing two pitches. Tom Seaver, he threw a changeup.
You're right.
But it was fastball, curveball. And I get it. And they've got sliders. And there are other ways in the ball spins. And I do understand that major league hitters can pick up on that. But that's basically it. And that's why I love when they do those reunion shows when Chipper sits in or Frenchie talks about it at the plate and guessing what's coming. That's hitting. It's don't over, but that's as complicated as it needs to be.
Yes. You don't need to go through a 15-page scouting report, or I watch 55 minutes of video before this game tonight, and I'm ready. Yeah,
right.
You go over. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up, man. This is just the frustration of where we are right now. Now, as we said, we're going to talk about Profar coming up, Mike, because he is back in the lineup. By the way, we kind of knew this, right? Verdugo, we'll see you. Designated for assignment.
Yeah. And by the way, one last note on the pitching thing you're just talking about. Last night, as a fan, you see a guy like Tyler Anderson. And you're like, how has this guy lasted as long as he had in the big leagues? 35 years of age, he's been around. And, you know, for his career, I think he's probably under 500. I'm going to look it up right now. Yeah, he's 7 games under 500 for his career.
Mm.
But he's been an all-star twice. And he's got, like, it's almost like Jesse Chavez. He's got nothing that can blow you away. Maybe 90, 91. But he mixes up the speeds. And that's what had Acuna just twisted like a pretzel last night.
Mm.
But that's it. So here's a guy, and you're watching, and you're screaming at the television, like, how is this guy not getting lit up like a pinball machine, throwing this junk? But that's because the pressure is on. Guys are – but everybody is swinging for the friggin' fences, to your point.
Yeah, they are. They are. You guys think Stan Musial wants video? Dude, we can do this all day. That's how many great hitters there have been in baseball who were not overcompensating and not caught up in this mechanics and the video and all the things that we're talking about that everybody thinks is cool. It's cool when you're winning.
Right.
But when you start overcompensating for the use of all of this stuff, it just gets back to, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now before we even see Michael Penix throw a pass. You know what it is? See it, let it go. Mike, what do I always say? Pull! Pull! Yeah. It is not him sitting there and going, well, I watched the film and the linebacker move. Yes, there are nuances, but at the end of the day, it's Drake's open. Guess what I'm about to do? Pull!
That's
throw
it. Archer, Dave Archer, joins us, of course. You're here with Wes
Drewham.
And Arch always talks about when he was a backup with the Dolphins. And Dan Marino in this quarterback's been dead. Have you ever heard the story? So Marino's basically got his feet up on the table. Don Shula's idiot son, Dave, was the quarterback's coach. How are you telling Dan Marino what he doesn't already know? And so you got basically you got Archer, Ron Jaworski, Marino's in there. He's got sunglasses on, got his feet up on the table. He's coming off an MVP season. And Dave's like, come on, Dan, let's get serious. Marino's like, just eating sunflower seeds. Hey, man, pretty simple. Pick a guy, let it fly.
That's it. That's it.
You got Duper, you got Clayton, right? Cephalo in the slot. Okay, not that complicated, right?
It's
for
not.
For the guys who it comes natural to.
It's just not. And again, could we hit a fastball? The answer is no. But we haven't trained all our lives to do it. These guys have, but you can also get caught up on the other side of that. And I think a lot of that is playing out with our Braves right now.
Oh, I just looked up, and you can look this up yourself, kids, Kevin Seitzer's approach to hitting.
Is it a video?
It's not like a Tom Amansky video. Thanks to the interweb, I just found this on Google. Let's just get to where it matters most. Situational hitting. When facing two strikes, the focus is on battling in the middle of the field and making the pitcher work.
Okay, I like it.
Right? I mean, we've talked about this. I mean, he says basically going – what have we talked about here? Focus is on battling in the middle of the field and making the pitcher work.
Okay.
Sound familiar? Chipper Jones talks about this stuff.
Very.
I don't know if, again, maybe Tim Hyers preaches this, but I don't know. All I can tell you is they fired Seitzer after one down year and a World Series win and an amazing comeback against the Mets. In 23, they blew everybody out of the water at the plate, and then he got fired, and now we got Tim Hyers.
All right.
It took me 2 seconds. Look it up yourself and look at the strategy right there, sports fans.
No, he's right. I mean, that's. I think every good hitting coach would tell you that, Mike. And that's, again, that's not trying to do too much.
Defend. I mean, when you're, you got to be a little more defensive on the two-strike count. I get it.
Yeah.
Different at 3-2. Look for you. But this stuff that Carl started the show talking about is so on point. And it's just it's the tail wagging the dog with baseball. It drives me nuts.
No, it's and look, all the good things, pitch clock, right? Some people say the bigger bases was there, so we get more action on the base paths. Okay.
That's been nominal,
okay.
If we're honest.
Yeah, I mean, great. But some of the things that they've done, again, it is maybe better. But it's not always better than it once was. And sometimes I just feel like all the things that we have made or tried to make easy. Have you seen these videos, guys? It's really funny because I come across them and you're scrolling and it's like, are you 40 years old or older? Do you know how to use ChatGPT? And you're like, you're looking at this, and they're literally saying, like, you're using it the wrong way. And basically they're telling older people, those who are older than 40, that you have no idea what you're doing with AI, and you can use it and benefit in so many other ways. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. I get it. But is it better or worse?
Right.
Is it going to make my life better or worse, more complicated? And to me, Mike, I want things less complicated. I got enough stuff to worry about, and I just feel like these guys going to the plate, you always talk about a plan. Sometimes it's going up there, and this is the thing. Snit said it. It's feel. It's feel. And if you strike out, you strike out, but I'm not sitting there going, okay, he's about to do this. Oh, he's tipping his pitch because he did. You just, man, let it go.
And that's, you know, on the opposite side, sometimes, you know, you mentioned having a plan. We even asked Andrew Jones about this about 3 or 4 years back. We had him on the show. I just felt like sometimes Andrew, he was the ultimate free swinger. He was just, and you knew guys as a fan, low and away, oh boy. How about that ball that Ozzie swung at last night? It's like 2 inches off the dirt. I mean, this is, things are so screwy with this approach. Austin Riley's out of sync, and he had a good night last night. I mean, that kind of bucked the trend because he was actually making contact.
That's true.
And then stranded on the base paths all night long.
Yeah. Look, I wish Snit would just go in today. Maybe he did it last night. I know it's a lot of money. But put all that stuff in a shed somewhere. Shut the video stuff down. Let's just get back to basics. Because we're too good and talented to be performing at this rate in which we are. Like, all that extra stuff that these guys did, put it away. Put it in a shed somewhere. We'll see you guys at spring training next year. We'll pull that stuff back out. Let's just get back to the fundamentals. Mike, a ball on a string. And just throw it out there. Let's just get back to see ball, hit ball.
Right.
404-726-0929. You can follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. It's just so frustrating. And this is why we're talking about it. Now, while we're here, this is part of our daily download, by the way. The return of Profar. We told you guys 2 days ago, we have no idea. Monday, we don't know what he's going to bring. Mm. Can he be the spark offensively, Mike? Well, he can't do it by himself. Of course, he can drive in runs and not leave men stranded. But, Mike, I don't know what to expect. I keep getting this, Dukes, he's going to be the spark. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he can. Hopefully, give you at the bottom of the lineup some punch. Guy's got to be on base for him. You know, I mean, this is where you and I were debating. Where do you put him in the lineup? I mean, I'd move Ozzie down to 9 at this point. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. You know, I'd have Profar in the 5 spot, you know, right now to start. I mean, so you're not messing up. Because it can't get any weirder or worse for Ozzie, so drop him down in the lineup.
Yeah. Look, where I'm at with this, I'm not going to disagree with you. And by the way, Snicker's tried all that, too. I mean, pretty much.
Not for lack of trying.
He's tried all that with the lineup stuff. Can I hear Snit real quick talk about the lack of run support? Again, we lose 4-0 to the Angels last night. This is Brian Snicker.
No, it's tough. You know, it seems like we're talking about this way too much. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Hey, but you know what? I mean, like, dude, I just want to give him a hug.
I mean, he needs a hug, man. And he did this whole thing. Did he have this conversation with our hitting coach? That's what I want to know when he did the whole soliloquy on everything that's wrong with the approach.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, who is that aimed at? Is that aimed at management who stuck him with this lemon of a hitting coach for this team? Great resume. Championship winning hitting coach. Our team, it don't work. It's happened before, guys.
I don't know.
I hear you.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh. Because that's as real Atlanta as it gets.
I'm just over this thing. Yes. I got no answer. I have no. And who has answers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Who?
I spent probably, if you had all the minutes, we probably spent a week's worth of time talking about the friggin' hitting coach. We're at a loss. He's at a loss.
Snit, we love you, man. Seriously, this has been a grind for him.
Been a grind. And I wish him, hopefully, that he can just walk off into the sunset. What, win or lose at the end of this year?
He's
too old for
this. I don't know.
Starting to sound like him.
In the words of Danny Glover and any other guy over the age of 50 in a movie, I'm too old for this, blank.
That's as real as it gets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.